I guess. It's an interesting setup here. Okay, who's up?
What was your take on your first day of getting everybody out there?
Yeah, it's exciting. It was an exciting day. A lot of good competition. Guys are really working hard. Obviously, not everything's perfect. They're still getting used to our practice tempo and things like that. But I thought the guys really competed hard and were being good teammates and being coachable, which is all you can ask.
Outside of the size,
but
what are the disadvantages going inside?
Yeah, I really want to stay outside, but in the off season where you only have, I thought about this a lot this morning, James. You know, where you only have 13 opportunities, so you have 10 and 3. You know, you have the mandatory one the third week of June. I don't really want to miss any of those opportunities. Because we're slipping out there and things like that. So, obviously there was also lightning in the distance, I guess. So we decided to come inside, but ideally we'd like to be outside. But, you know, I thought it went pretty well for being inside.
As a first-year coach, what are OTAs for?
Yeah, I think that OTAs are for a few things, John. I think that as a staff we can set the tone as far as our philosophy, as far as our practice tempo, and then obviously teaching systems offensively, defensively, and special teams. I really believe that the guys are getting a lot out of that. And we've been together now for 7 weeks, you know, because we started April 7th and had a 1 week off in there, but basically 7 weeks together, and we've gotten a lot accomplished, you know. So, and everything is, you know, kind of ramping up towards training camp, give them a little break between the OTAs and training camp. But yeah, I think it's about philosophy, teaching them our program, you know, football wise, the way we do things, our practice tempo, and then obviously the systems, offensively, defensively, and special teams.
You mentioned tempo a few times now. How important is it to increase that or get it to where you want it to going into camp?
I think it's really important, Brian, because the game is played at such a fast pace. The game is really played at a fast pace. I'm not talking about running a lot of plays. I'm just talking about the pace of the game, you know, especially in the National Football League. You know, there's about 70, 75 plays per game, and the games are run efficiently, and the games go fast, so we've got to be ready for that tempo. Now, you can't get that exact tempo in a practice. You know, you try to. I think there's a lot of things that you can do to ramp up the intensity in practice, and we try to do those things, and the guys have really, you know, fallen in line and done a good job with that.
Talking about philosophy, what is your philosophy in talking about player injuries?
You know, my main philosophy on that is that I really don't want to talk about the injury until I know what it is. So a lot of times when I come off the field, people ask me about the injury, but I haven't even spoken to Cap or anybody about that injury. So as we move forward, you know, I'll follow the rules of the National Football League. When the injury reports are supposed to come out, I'll put them out. But, you know, I think the thing about injuries to me, it's very personal to that player. So I think to come in here and just start right away talking about injuries without really knowing too much about it is probably the wrong thing to do as it relates to the player. So I always try to do what's best for the player.
Coach, as it relates to tempo, was your time at Penn State or in college football, did that change the way you view tempo in practice and then potentially in games?
I would say that our view of tempo has evolved, especially those of us that were in New England. We were a huddle team in New England, and we were always a huddle team in New England. But then, last few years I was there, we incorporated more no huddle and different tempos of no huddle. And so, when we left there, when I left there, I went to Penn State. We found that the tempo that we ran at Penn State, the kids loved it. It wasn't that difficult to teach. Now, you know, obviously in the National Football League, it's a lot more expansive than college football. So we'll continue to change our tempo. We believe in doing that, and I think it helps our defense too. It helps their communication. And right now we're not playing as fast as we're going to play, but we'll continue to try to get better and better at that.
We
got two talking. So who's up first?
You had a few guys who were injured. They were injured last year. They're rookies. Now this year they're back. Weston Berry.
Yeah.
I
think you'd have to ask them that, you know, how they feel about that. I know that you know, all of these players, everyone on the team, whether they were, you know, second year last or first year last year, going into their second year, or maybe they're, you know, going into their 10th year. It's new just because the systems are new and the way we do things are new. So in that regard, everybody's new. The coaches are trying to get to know the players. The players are learning the systems. And like I said, we've been together for 7 weeks. So it's gone pretty well to this point. But, you know, I wouldn't separate out who's new, who's not new. I think everybody's kind of new to each other, and we're trying to get all on the same page.
Does it hold the offense back not having Andre Johnson here right now, or can you do everything you need to in the understanding that, you know, once he's here, it'll kind of sink together?
Well, again, like I said last week, Brian, you know, I'm going to let Andre speak for himself. I said last week that he and I have had positive conversations. I have a ton of respect for him. You know, we'd love to have him here right now, and that's up to him. And so, you know, again, we're moving forward with the players that are here, and these guys that are here are working extremely hard. And, you know, that's where it's at.
Bill, how are the rookies and veterans as far as retaining what you've been teaching them, carrying over to the first team?
You know, I think the rookie, there's a definite separation there, Mark, you know, where the rookies, it's hard, you know, because you're going from college football to pro football, and that's a big jump, especially as far as systems go and learning X's and O's and the details of each play. That's a different deal. But as far as the veterans are concerned, I've been very pleased with the way that they've studied on their own and come back from 1 week to the next. You know, you can tell over the weekend that they've studied and come back and been ready to go with the material that we had been teaching them, and then we can put new things in. And I've been pleased with the veterans here.